I was right to follow Lise's advice. Diana and Frank think it's weird too, even if Frank added, Frank, but it's probably nothing to worry about. Just some kid's idea of a joke. Du coup, ils ont parlé d'Alain et de son announcement. Frank, he's just provoking us, as usual. Diana, he can't be serious about marrying the girl. Frank, yes, well, I think the best thing to do is not to react. Just let it blow over. Let it blow over? Laisse le passer avec le vent. Blowing in the wind. C'est ce genre d'idée, comme une tempête qui s'essouffle, je crois. Une métaphore météorologique. Diana, if only he'd just grow up. Mais malgré leur discours rassurant, Frank et Diana n'ont pas l'air tranquilles non plus. Diana veut que son fils grandisse. Grow up, un de ces fameux verbes à préposition qui combine le verbe to grow, pousser, avec la préposition up, en haut, et qui signifie donc grandir, pousser en hauteur, ou devenir adulte.
Are you hungry, Callie?
No, I'm not hungry. I'm angry. That girl is freaking me out.
Et quand on est fâché et inquiète, on a rarement faim.
Friday 31st August. The weather is perfect. Warm and sunny. At breakfast, Dylan is singing. He's happy and he makes me happy too. Suddenly, I get a text message from Lizzie.
Do you want to visit the Met?
Met. Equal Metropolitan Museum, one of the most famous museums in New York.
More art.
Yeah, sure. When?
Noon?
Meet you outside.
Noon, c'est midi. Il est 11h.
I call Dylan, who's playing a video game. Hey, Dylan, Liz is meeting us at the Met.
Cool. When?
Now.
When we arrived at the Met, Lizzie was waiting. She said,
I have some important information for you.
Lizzie's important information.
Scylla is a homeless person. She has to sleep in shelters for homeless people.
Shelter equal abri.
How does Lizzie know this?
Comment elle le sait?
Lizzie's story. 2.
Where I grew up, there were a lot of homeless people and also shelters for homeless people, and sometimes we'd get food from the shelters. And now I remember where I've seen Scylla before, in the shelters. I remember seeing her a lot, so she must be homeless for a long time.
Je ne me souviens même pas du Met, tellement j'étais concentrée sur les explications de Lizzie et les réactions de Dylan.
Dylan's reactions.
Dylan. Wow, that's really sad.
So, that's why she's been following us everywhere. Because she's got no home, no job. She's got nothing to do. Wow, I feel really sorry for her now. Even if she's weird.
Me.
Yes, but why? Why does she follow us?
Lizzie. Because she's jealous of you and scared that Alan might like you better than he likes her.
Pause où je regarde Lizzie en faisant une tête de merlan frit.
Lizzie.
Don't look at me like that. You're this brilliant French girl coming to study art in New York. Alan must have told her about you and she's jealous. Maybe she hasn't even told him she's homeless. Maybe she's scared he won't marry her if he knows.
Me.
What? What, what?
Lizzie.
Well, yes. Homeless people are ashamed of being homeless. If you're homeless, it means you're a failure. You're not a normal member of society, so you don't say anything. You keep it secret.
Ashamed. Avoir honte.
To be ashamed of something.
To be a failure.
To be hungry.
To be cold. En gros, tout ce qui concerne l'état se dit avec le verbe être en anglais, alors qu'en français, on utilise aussi le verbe avoir. Avoir faim, avoir froid.
To be a failure, être un échec.
Me.
So, what shall we do? To make her stop following me everywhere.
What shall we do?
Qu'allons-nous faire?
Lizzie's suggestion. Let's talk to Scylla. When you're homeless, you feel like you're invisible. Maybe she just wants you to notice her, Callie.
Dylan's suggestion.
Let's talk to Alan. I mean, he's the one who started all this. And he should be told what she's doing, right?
My suggestion.
Let's just wait. Do nothing yet. I don't want Alan's girlfriend to be my enemy.
I win.
J'ai gagné, sans doute parce que ma solution était la plus simple.
En quittant le Met, on regarde un peu partout à la recherche de Scylla. Mais évidemment, maintenant qu'on aimerait presque lui parler, elle n'est pas là.
No sign of Scylla anywhere.
Dylan.
It's like the police. Some people are just never there when you want them.
Lizzie.
Yeah. Why isn't life perfect, like in novels?
Dylan.
Are you pulling my leg?
Est-ce que Lizzie lui tire la jambe?
Non.
Nouvelle expression à noter.
To pull someone's leg. To make fun of somebody.
Se moquer de quelqu'un.